St. Vincent and the Grenadines will host the Caribbean Week of Agriculture from October 7th to the 11th. Caribbean Week of Agriculture will be held under the theme Climate Smart Agriculture for a Sustainable Future. Speaking to NBC News, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Narissa Gittens, says preparations are going well. Gittens adds that the ministry is working with local counterparts to ensure that things are done well.
A big part of Caribbean Week of Agriculture is a trade show where, as the name suggests, we're going to be having exhibitions, but that it is regional. But this time, this encapsulates the whole of CARICOM. Any individual organization that wants to display something of agriculture in nature or agriculture-related, agriculture sector involved would be given an opportunity to display their offerings to the local population. At this particular activity, the day of the opening, we would have the announcement of both the Caribbean Farm of the Year, CARICOM Farm of the Year, as well as the Youth Farmer of the Year. And that individual can be from any member state.
She says the opening ceremony will take place on Monday, October 7th at the UWI Global Campus. Gittens outlines the event will be held throughout the week.
On the Tuesday and Wednesday, we are having our technical sessions, which different groups and organizations, for example, CRFM, CARDI, FAO, AICA, those organizations would have technical sessions for the Tuesday and the Wednesday, a full technical session. There's, we also to have more of those sessions, but some of these sessions would be closed to other individuals. So, for example, CAF is having its board meeting on the Thursday. And as you would imagine, that's for CAFA members only. On the Friday, we having coated for agriculture ministers. So all of Friday is for coated. That would cover the entire week.
In light of Hurricane Beryl and this year's theme, Gittens says the technical division will look at climate resilience going forward.
And in the case of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, just coming out from a period of drought, and then for Beryl, how do we move forward such that at the next disaster, God forbid, that whatever we do can stand up to the perils that are heading our way? We know and we have heard scientifically that as far as the Caribbean is concerned, that we are likely to have more disasters more frequently, more severe. We don't want to be placed in a situation where all we're doing every time is starting from scratch at the start of every disaster. So whatever we do from here on in must give us the resilience, something sustainable that we can add on to.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Narissa Gittens. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.